Okay. So do I unplug this bit here? Okay. Right. That's page one of my presentation. So the method, we're gonna have to understand how remote controls work in order to successfully complete this project. Remote control works as follows. It's all pretty basic stuff, you guys. Sends a message to another system. So there's an energy source involved in that, like a battery or solar power. Something along those lines. There's an integrated circuit, which is the microchip, and that actually composes the messages. And usually, the way a remote control works is it sends infrared bits to another system. User interface controls the chip. Basically, that's the casing and the buttons, and accordingly, the messages as well. So, my findings, I just did a preliminary study here, and I found that. Too much metal in remote design can potentially cause interference with the ability of the remote to send commands. And too much metal can cause remote to behave unexpectedly by receiving false signals. When too much metal is used, sometimes people pick up radio signals and the like. And there's also the possibility of the remote catching on fire and injuring the customer. And just think of those lawsuits. That would be really bad. Therefore, I suggest primarily plastic construction. Components, just some ideas that I had. Energy source, it's kind of hip to be eco-friendly, so I thought maybe we could do something with solar power with an alkaline battery backup. The user interface, I was since we can't use metal, I was thinking maybe a high-grade recycled plastic. The chip, silicon-based chip, I don't really see any way around that. We can't really be different in that respect. The sender. Well, I'm thinking infrared because it is the industry standard. Multi-channel, that's a word I made up. I don't really know what it means. PAL and NTSC compatible, and probably a 200-foot range. And the receiver, of course, is any number of electronic devices. But in this case, it'll only be TVs. Personal preferences, I really think that we should use plastic as opposed to metal. The company simply can't afford those kinds of lawsuits, which are admittedly, it's gonna come at the cost of a certain aesthetic value, because we were thinking. Right. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. For example, the plastic they have on your laptop there is something that's perfectly possible for us to do. That's the end of my presentation. Is it plugged in well? There it goes. Computer adjusting. Right. I think it'd be possible to combine the locator device and the voice recognition technology. With a simple command like locate, and then it could start to beep and therefore be found. Oh, yeah, I think that's very doable. That's a good point. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, go ahead. Yeah. Gotta wonder that if we're adding so much technology to this one remote, are we still gonna be able to meet our 12 pound or 12.50 euro, goal for selling these things? It seems like you're not gonna be able to handle all those functions with just one microchip. The microchip is probably the most expensive part of the whole mechanism. So it's just something to consider. Back to the cost of the material, we have to ask whether we're going to include a certain number of faceplates with the package. That's something that if we're say we're including 3 or 4 faceplates, this can drive the cost up. And the other question is, if we don't include them, are we really in a position to evaluate that market? We haven't done any tests on faceplates and whether see if there if there's even interest out there. Off the top of my head, it sounds kind of like a gimmick that wouldn't really go anywhere. Yeah. Can we afford to include one of those? Right. Okay. Since we're doing touch screen, do we want to look into the possibility of people being able to input different types of skins for the, you know, the actual interface part of it and things like that? Or is it just going to be one touch screen for everybody? And what would be on that touch screen? Because you said earlier that we have to think about company colors and logo or something, or motto. I can't remember exactly what you said. Too much. Think we just need to come up with a nice black and red interface on the touch screen. That'd be okay. True. People aren't going to want their remote to boot up and to see flashing things come on. They just want it to be on and ready to go.